Craig Allen works as a bosun for the Alaska Marine Highway System. He first joined AMHS in 2005.
So I chose the ferry system because it seemed like a viable option in Haines and provide year-round work and provide an income that could take care of a family.
When he's working, he manages some of the deck crew to do general maintenance on the ships and oversees loading and unloading of cargo. He has a permanent position on the Malaspina, but that ship is in layup indefinitely.
Yes, it means that I'm displaced, and based off of my seniority is where the system determines where I end up working. The more senior people go to work first.
With 14 years of AMHS experience under his belt, Allen has some seniority. He gets calls from dispatch to fill in when a crew member can't work unexpectedly. When that happens, he needs to get to a larger port like Juneau or Ketchikan to start work on the ship. But with limited winter transportation from his home in Haines, he has lost out on opportunities to work on Southeast Alaska ferries like the Taslina.
I was supposed to, but I couldn't make it because of the most recent winter storm that we had. I couldn't travel to Juneau to start the assignment. So someone on on-call status was able to take that position and work it. And I had to then, therefore, use personal leave to gain an income.
Allen is part of the Inland Boatmen's Union, which represents about 400 AMHS employees. IBU spokesman Rob Arnold says that about 120 IBU members are working on the ships that are in service right now.
You know, all 400 of our members are rotating through these ships. The ones with seniority are working. The rest of them are probably looking for other jobs or on unemployment or just not working at all. We've had a lot of people retiring. I have a concern about summertime if we're going to be even able to crew up the ships with, you know, all the majority of the ships running.
Sailing the ships is only part of the work, though. During the winter, some crew members perform maintenance on the ships that are docked. However, this year's budget cuts have reduced the number of those shoreside jobs.
You know, normally the IBU will come in and do all the maintenance and painting and deferred maintenance that these ships actually need. But we haven't been able to do that because of the budget.
The number of people employed by AMHS is declining. According to Department of Transportation spokesperson Meadow Bailey, there are 768 employees currently working for AMHS. That's about 250 fewer than there were 5 years ago. Back in Haines, Allen says the makeup of the AMHS crew is beginning to change as well. Employees who have been with the system for a long time are exploring other options.
It is becoming a system that has younger individuals, or rather individuals with less service time, because there's less capability to have a long-term or year-round or near-year-round employment with the system.
AMHS employees' ability to work depends largely on funding. Last year, the legislature reduced state funding for the ferry system by $43 million. Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget for the next fiscal year provides flat funding for AMHS. In the spring, the Department of Transportation commissioned research firm Northern Economics to examine options for reducing the state's financial obligation to the Marine Highway. The research firm's report is expected to be released this month. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.